This is Channel 2 Right, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the first Wednesday in August, the 4th of August, 71. It's Channel 2 Right, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 4th of August, 1971. I'd almost forgot. They'd been up Knoxville. Got in last night, and I meant to stop by and tell Miss Daisy yesterday that Faye was coming back, so she'd be here for our session this morning. This is Channel 2 Right, and I'm setting up for a visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 4th of August, 1971.
Down here, I ask her, don't you remember the one side grew big and pretty and the other one bloomed?
I remember now.
And you didn't tell me?
No, I wasn't, Miss Daisy. One side on the sunny side?
And out here, you saw those things too thick out there.
But I didn't know. I know this. If it would have been mine, it wouldn't have been that thick. Of course, I'd have placed them. I'd have had me a big place. But I thought that's the way she wanted them. You can't tell folks about their stuff.
What was that?
Some plants she got out there.
Faye?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, they put thick out there.
Miss Daisy said you could thin them.
Yeah.
And Miss Daisy wouldn't. Would you let that Bahia come up close to him?
Uh-uh. You see how I got mine hold? I want to have room.
Yeah.
I don't want them to have no trouble about growing. Let them grow big as they grow.
Yeah.
But the nut grass is coming down now. I got to hold some more.
What do you do to the nutgrass?
Well, I just pulled it up and threw it in the road.
Oh, you pulled it up? You pull it up?
I pull up every bit I can.
You don't just scrape it off?
No. I pull it up. What I can pull up, some of it you can't pull up.
Is your ground loose enough?
It's too far in the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, it goes down that far?
Yes, ma'am. Up there where I work at, and Miss Lois had her flower garden way down next to the pasture. Mean ridges some days, that's what we do. Pull nut grass.
Yeah.
So, we'd have a bean basket. We'd pull that basket full and threw it on the trash pile where it could be burned.
Yeah.
Nut grass there right on. you can't get the root of that.
Yeah.
So me and Nan was talking by nut grass. He was saying something. I said, well, I pulled nut grass till noon yesterday. He said, what you do with it after you pull it? I said, throw it on trash pile where it could be burnt. He said, let it come a heavy dew tonight. And in the morning, you can go back there and pull it again. And I watched that. He said, Daisy, it ain't but one way to get rid of nut grass, and that is pasture.
Yeah.
Put hogs on it.
Yeah.
So they'll get it. I said, will they get on? He said, yes, so they'll get it.
Well, you can pasture your flower garden, though.
That's right. That's right. In? I didn't need a pasture for hogs.
Not
I had a pen.
Yeah.
Big, nice pen. I didn't have but two hogs. And they could take care of that.
Well, you could move your pen.
That's right.
And put your flowers in where it was. And just put your pen.
I didn't want to do all that to get rid of that little nut grass. It wasn't to my house.
It's over yonder.
That's right. Well, now you see, they had men's. They could do it if they want, but they don't want no hogs on their plate. And they don't have no hogs.
People don't like hogs.
Nope. And but one of them care for hogs. Now Kay, he like hogs.
Yeah.
Oh, he raised some nice hogs one year.
Yeah.
But he sold them. He carried them to the market and I ain't seen no more.
And he didn't put them up?
No, they didn't want them. They don't like hogs. I said I was going to watch and see, since he's his own man out in his own house, I'm going to see if he's going to have many more hogs.
Yeah.
But I don't see no sign of none of that.
Yeah.
He had hogs and he had cows of his own.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't know.
Did you know, Guy, that when Miss Daisy lived under that big tree down there, that all that land back of there was orange groves?
No. On down towards the lake?
Mm-hmm. No, right up there by the road, all that where Kay's house at.
Yeah.
All that used to be orange groves.
And after the freeze.
Mm-hmm. The freeze come and kill them. Then they dug them up, had them dug up. Well, they had lots of men working in here. They them.
Oh, dig. Yes.
They had them dug up, drug them off down there in the woods with the tractor.
Yeah.
After that, they had tomatoes out there one year.
Yeah.
Out there in that whole field.
Now you were telling me what, how you got your wood.
That's
guys
right.
Never heard that.
When they pull them trees down, I throw them trees out there. Back there, you know, all that was woods. It was thick woods back there. That's where I got my winter wood from. Me and my mother and my aunt and my children, we took wood out from there. Sometimes my boy would come and cut up lots of wood down there, and he'd help us bring some to the house. You see, that would give us a rest period. We didn't have to get it every day.
Yeah.
When he come, he get enough to last 3 or 4 days and die. But we didn't mind.
No, that was a good arrangement.
Yeah.
And you'd take your axe.
Yes, ma'am. I had my axe. See, I had my axe, my hoe, and my rakes, and about everything that I needed. I moved them over here.
And you put the wood in a sack?
To bring it to the house? Yes, ma'am. But I put it, we had cocoa bags, and we put much in there as we thought we ought to tote to the house and throw it across our shoulder. Going on with it.
Yeah. Well, that way you can get hold of it.
Yes, sir.
We used to take a great big old arm load.
Well, what you done to your hand?
Well, it's all right now. I got it in the tractor and I tried to grind it off.
Oh, my gracious.
I done that last Friday. I haven't done anything since then. Sometimes it pays a fella just to set the shade, Miss Daisy.
That's right.
It's a whole lot cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you don't know to keep your hand out from a blade.
Yeah.
Well, sometime you know, but you just make a mistake and you get over there.
Who have you seen this last few days, Miss Daisy? Have you seen you? You had a lot of company Sunday.
Well, that was a preacher, his wife, and somebody else was there, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know, I come down there that night to visit you and Miss Bessie, and I run off in the ditch.
Miss Miles, he drove that car. That's just straight into that ditch is my hand. So I was sitting on the porch looking at it.
Well, for goodness sake, where do you think he's going? In the ditch?
I said to him, I said, well, what in the world Mr. Miles thinking about? As many times as he come out from there and took his road and went on down the way or went on this way, he drove that car just that straight into that ditch.
Right.
Are they clapped? Now, that was a mystery to me. I just couldn't hear him, so Biff asked me the next morning. Said, Mr. Miles, he drove his car, run over into the ditch. I said, no, it didn't. I said, Mr. Miles run it in there. Well, see, I was sitting on my porch looking at him, and he drove that car just that straight into that ditch. And I wondered. I said, whack him, too, to get it out.
It did.
It did whack him. He had to come get a tractor, or somebody brought him a tractor or something. I seen him and got out.
Well, you see, we had that electrical storm, and I couldn't come down there and get it. So I say, first thing I did, I took this other old car. It wouldn't start with down there, and I'm just gonna pull it out a little bit. But by that time, the road was wet. And I don't have to tread on them tires, so it wouldn't cool. It just gone.
Mm-hmm. He got out after 10.
After 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After 10 o'clock that night.
Yeah, and it was still lightning.
Oh, yeah.
So the car didn't run in the ditch.
It had to. If he was driving it, he'd go where he tell it. The car go where he want it to go.
Miss Bessie asked me if I didn't know that ditch was there. I told her, yes, I know there was that, but I was thinking about something else.
See what happened?
Doing one, trying to do one thing and your mind on another. Things is happening.
Well, that's what happened to my hand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that last Wednesday morning you was up here, I had a broken toe. I kicked one of them little calves down there.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you find the cave? You know, you told me when I was over here.
Yeah, oh yes. We found him. The one that was made.
Oh, yes. You know what happened to him?
Mm-mm.
He's mad.
Say he was mad?
Yeah, we made a steer of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he swelled up a little bit. And he just standing back there in the woods and wouldn't even answer his mama.
Say.
And she'd go up to the fence and just bawl her head off. And he wouldn't say a word.
Yeah, what was he mad for?
I'd made a steer of him.
Oh. Well, he's just shamed.
Now, he's a little sore, too.
He wouldn't answer us, and he wouldn't answer his mama.
No, he wouldn't answer.
And he wasn't far away?
No. He right over the fence, out there in the woods.
Then y'all just let him stay there till he come, till he'd answer.
No, he had to sleep a little that night. Next morning. When was that, Faye?
The next morning we got him.
She bawled all night,
yeah.
Didn't she?
I know, because you was telling me about it that Wednesday morning when I was over here.
That's right.
Yeah.
But
that's
right. He lost the calf. He wouldn't answer his mother and he couldn't find him.
Yeah. Well, we went out that afternoon and there it was. I guess I forget when we went out, but we just made the rounds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's easy to find those calves. They got that white face.
Yeah.
And as long as they're not down, they'll look at you if
mm-hmm.
you're out there. And you can.
Yes,
sir. It's pretty easy to see them.
You know what we did? We found a road that we didn't know was there, didn't we, Miss Daisy? Up by the railroad?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Daisy said they was building a house up there where she used to work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we went on that road.
And looked like they got the house already built.
Yeah.
We went most of it. Outhouse and trailer and outhouses.
Oh.
Things that thing.
Now, how far is that pond?
It ain't far. It ain't far. It may be about 4 years from here to my house. From the house. There's a little piece down there in the woods. Now, the Richardsons, they used to catch fish after they got it. They didn't have it then when I was up there. It didn't belong to them. But they'd catch fish and put in that pond.
Oh.
I don't know. That pond might have belonged to them. Of course, I think they sold all their land was up there to the junction. But they'd catch fish and put them in there, and that's where they'd go fishing a lot of times. There's brims and perch in there, and big ones.
But now, when you and Ben fished in it,
there wasn't nothing they would catch. That's what he would catch. Cats. Catfish.
Tell Guy how he do it.
He spit off slats off of magnolia blocks. And he'd have a string, and he'd wrap that string around it and put a fish hook on it.
Yeah.
And tie that string to that slat and just throw it over him.
Yeah.
And catch the bite. You see, they just float long on the water, but they won't sink.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Then you don't have to sit there and hold the pool.
That's right.
You know, people don't hold the pool. They always find a little place to stick it.
Stick it down. And lots of time, they stick the pole down and go hunting something else. When they get back, the pole's too far for them to reach it.
Yeah. They already took it out.
That's right.
Now you fish there.
Hmm?
You fish there.
Where? In that pond? No, I've been down there too.
Oh.
Well, I never did fishing.
Oh.
I'd go with Ben down there when he put his hooks out and things down there. I ain't never fished him. I know he liked it.
Yeah. How long did he leave his hooks out?
He'd put them out this evening. And sometime he wouldn't have a chance to get them till the next evening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if he got up late in the morning, by the time he'd get his breakfast and get ready, he'd have to go to the field.
Yeah.
Well, he let them float right around him till the next evening when he knocked off. When he knocked off from work, that next evening, that was the first thing he did. He'd go there and check his hooks.
Pretty nice cats?
Yes, ma'am. He kept cats out there that long.
Good long.
Great big ones. Then the most of them would be about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good eating.
Just good eating.
And so, that's when you all lived up at the junction.
That's right.
The you know that that catfish, they still, these commercial fishermen over there on the lake, they still fish for catfish, Miss Daisy.
They do.
Oh yes. They make a living at it. Several of them over there. Seem like the fish are not as big as they might be.
That's right.
They don't quite let them grow up.
Don't let them grow enough.
If they'd go off on vacation for a week or two, all up, and just let the fish grow a little bit. I think they fish it a little too close. But I don't know. Maybe that's the way it is now.
That place is where the watermelons were.
That's right.
Do you know that family over there? They've been fishing all their lives, the Balknites.
Who? Balknites?
Yeah.
I don't know them.
Yeah. I don't know them. I just know where they live, and I've seen them out there baiting their nets, you know. They put out these long lines of hooks, 100 hooks on each line. Thousand, I don't know.
Well, where do they live?
About halfway down to the creek. Over there.
Guy, Miss Daisy has some news about Arthur.
Oh, really?
She talked with Arthur. Now, you tell Guy what. It doesn't seem possible.
What
Arthur told you he's going to do.
Oh. Oh. He's fixing to move to Georgia South. So he told me the other day.
Yeah.
I think they said he come, look like to me they said he come Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, I seen him Sunday morning past the house. So Monday, I reckon. Monday evening. He come by the house and he stopped. I was there in the house and he was talking. And he said something. I don't know what he said, but anyway, he said, I'm going back. Say, I hope to go Friday if I can get somebody to come. So I want to get a truck so I can take my dogs. And I said, oh, you moving? He said, yeah. So I'm going to move up there too with my dogs. I said, but I'm not going to live with Anna. Said, I'm going to fix me a place on the back of her. And I want to fix her house. Said, it leaks in her house. And she want me to fix it. The top on it. I said, well, yeah. He said, I reckon I can get somebody to move him up there. I said, I hope so. If you want to go, I hope so. But I'm like Miss Ma. They couldn't get along here. It was fussing and cussing and about to fight all the time. Now, they done moved away from him and left him here. Well, why they want him up there?
Yeah.
Just like I told Bessie. I said, you can't pay no attention to them niggas.
No.
I said, you can't pay no attention to them. I said, Dale said they ain't going to do this. I said, you know it, and I know it. I said, every one of them gives out the money.
Yes.
Every one of them. I said, Carrie, Anna, and Hattie.
Hattie, too.
Yeah. Lies of why she lived. All of them would give him part of their money. I said, he ain't going to never be nothing. I said, of course, they take care of it. Now, when they was getting ready to go up there, he said, let them go. I'm going to stay here. Anna would say, I'm going to George, I'm tired of Arthur. I'm tired of fooling with him. I said, oh, well, you go to George, you won't be through with him. She said, yes, ma'am. So I will. I'm not going to be bothered with Arthur. And bless my life. He started to the funeral and he was so drunk, they locked him up. They put him up there to his mom's funeral, but they put him in jail somewhere. I don't know. When he got there, he didn't go to the funeral. So to tell me. Locked him up. Hattie and Anna had to wire the law to turn him loose. So he could come to his mother's funeral. Well, they did. I know they had to pay something, but I ain't find out that, what they had to pay. But he didn't get to his mom's funeral.
Yeah.
I think he had done buried her when he got there. I'm not sure of that now. But I think that, I don't know how long he stayed in jail. I don't know when he got in there. They just said he was in jail, drunk, cutting up on the bus. So, I guess when they got to a certain place somewhere, they just had to load there and they got me, put him away.
Yeah.
But he said he's going to move Friday. Now, who in the world gonna have all them dogs in town running around there? Who gonna do it?
I don't know, Miss Daisy, but if he don't catch a ride up there, maybe we ought to go get him a ride somewhere.
Where are we going to get it from?
Anyway, to get him out of town.
I'm studying.
We get him up, say, to the county line and let somebody pick him up there.
Yeah.
With them dogs.
With them dogs. We can't tote off some more. Let's tote all them dogs. Oh, you gonna load them up in your car and haul them up there.
That'd be a carload, wouldn't it?
I'm telling you. As he said the other day, he said, well, I thought the dogs would all be starved to death. When I come back, said it looks as good as it did when I was here. I said, Buddy fed him every night. I said, when he come, when he knock off, he bring him a box of scraps every night. Racy Arthur didn't leave him in nobody's care. He just went on off and left him. Buddy said he felt sorry for the dog, just wandering around and nothing to eat. So he'd fill up a box of scraps, and when he knocked off, he'd come around that way and set it down there.
Yeah.
They got where they looked for it.
Yeah.
I don't know where they got water up there to the house out there.
Yeah.
But they keep two or three things of water out there for the chickens. That's a Doris's place.
Yeah.
So I reckon I got a pot. I keeps it full of water most times. Goose, he gets his water there.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
He comes to see you.
First thing when he get out of his bed, that's when he comes. That's when Bessie will open the gate. And there he stay all day just about.
At your house?
At my house. I told Bessie he got to where he don't like you no more. I say, come over to my house. She say, yeah, just as soon as I open the door, he don't stop till he get there. I say, stay.
Well, you know, I've been missing him.
He went out of my house under that tree.
Don't you know, when I ever pass there, I always honk my horn, and he speaks to me.
Uh-huh.
Under your tree?
Yes, sir. I bet he there right now. If ain't he been there. He's there for you come. And it's every day.
Does he talk to you?
Oh, just as sure as I go to that door, you holler at me or say something.
He don't get in or nothing?
Mm-mm. Ain't nothing there for him to get into. But I'll tell you what he wants. I used to keep water in a tub there.
Yeah, he wants to get in it.
He'd come there and get in that tub, in that water, wash. Get out and flood himself, and shed his feathers off, and walk around there while I can go back in it. So I quit leaving in the water in the tub.
Yeah.
I pull the water out.
Miss Daisy, he can't take a bath.
Not there. He can't. Well, Bessie said she kept water over to her house. If he wanted to take a bath, he could take a bath there. I said, well, he don't want it. I said, if he wanted it, he wouldn't come over here. And Daisy did. She said, I don't know why he come over here. I said, I don't either. I said, but one thing I know, he sure likes it. I said, and I pulled the water out the tub the other day. I said, he didn't like that. He'd go down and look, and walk around, look up in the door. He'd holler. I said, oh, yes, it's out. It's all gone. Yeah, he makes such a mess around there where I get in there and get out and flop that water all up there and just mess up and I quit leaving him in. But one thing he won't do, I got a pot there. I keep water in, clean water. He won't get in. I told Bessie, looks black to him. He don't like black water. I said, if it was in that tub, he'd have been there. I said, well, he won't get in that pot. He'll go down and get him a drink. Down under the tree up there by the old trumpet and lay around there. And, well, he there right now. And Bessie, last week, last one, she'd have to come at him every evening. He wouldn't go home.
You mean just stay down there all day?
He'd just stay there. Now, she's so scared he might stay out long by 7 o'clock. She'd come get him sometime.
Yeah.
Other than that. So, he got to where? About 5:30, he'd go home.
Yeah.
And if she seed him, she put him up. Whenever he come, that time of evening, she'd put him up.
Yeah.
I just wonder what's in his mind.
I couldn't tell you.
Well, it's right obvious what's in his mind. He likes to go visit Miss Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
And he likes it under that tree.
Ooh, he's loving good as me.
Yeah.
Under that tree.
And I expect he'd like it better if you'd go ahead and do your work under there. He'd stay right there with you.
No, he'd stay around there and watch me when I'm doing my work there. He'll go up there, lay down under them bushes up there close to the house.
Yeah.
Well, he get tired of that. He get up and pick him some grass out there in the shade.
Yeah.
As soon as I get through, he go. As soon as I leave, he go out there. Sit down, find a place. Sit around there. Till now.
Under that tree.
Under that tree.
Right there where you was working.
That's right.
That's that mulberry tree.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that must be a nice place in his estimation.
Mm-hmm.
Why, you know it is, Faye. I never knew a goose was that particular.
I didn't either.
If they had that.
Because I tell you the truth, I ain't never fool with the things much.
Yeah.
I don't like them. They fight. I know there's a woman in Georgia. I don't know how many of them things she had. But she had a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Well, it was some time. In the year, I don't know what month it was, she picked them. She picked them things. And they grazed in a pasture, just like the cow.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Huh? And you go through there, sometimes two or three of them things would jump on, and they got teeth too. By Jah, went through there, going up to her house once, and they was grazing close to the road that went there, and they were just like him. They got old to me and just had my leg just bleeding.
Yes.
Well, they done bit them. I don't care nothing about them.
Napoleon doesn't offer to bite you, does he?
Yes, he do.
No.
He used to. But now, he got, I mean, he jumped on Bessie's head the other week.
Well, she take a stick to him.
She said she didn't have nothing when he grabbed her. But she got some. And she said she wore him out. And I said, I know you're wearing her.
Talks big.
You know, I used to play with them. And they get a hold of your skin, you know. And they just twist it, twist it, twist it. You know, I don't guess they ever pull it all the way out.
Mm-hmm.
But they make you think it's coming out.
Yes, they do.
And I kept on my heavy shirt. And they would look for a place where there wasn't a shirt.
Uh-huh.
And I got so, when I went out there to fool with them, I didn't tease them much. Mm-hmm. I just sort of handled them. I wore a glove, a leather glove.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, then they could get hold of that glove with a cuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they could twist that, and it wouldn't hurt. Oh, I might feel it, you know, but they couldn't pinch through the glove.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they hit with those wings.
Uh-huh. They can hurt, too.
Yeah, and they got that bone right there in the middle, you see.
Yes.
And if they hit you with that, they can break something. But I think that's you have to be more careful with children.
Mm-hmm.
Grown people, you see, they stand up high where the goose wouldn't really hurt them too much. But if you got them wild and mad, no telling what two
what
or three of them
do. I'm
that,
just yeah. scared of them all the time.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
But he talks right nice.
Who?
Napoleon.
Oh, yes, he talks nice. And I think he acts nice, but he's got aggravated children. Last week, and I don't know what went wrong with him. James rode that truck up there and stopped. You see, he mostly drove up there and driving Carrie's Lane turned around. He drove that truck up there and that thing jumped on that truck two or three times.
On the truck.
Yes, he just flopped then bite. He just flopped the bird, just stood there till he got through acting. Then he eased on out and he started hollering. Yeah.
So he gave James a hard time.
James gave him a tough time too.
Oh, that's the trouble, maybe.
He used to, every time James would go over there, he'd jump on him if he was out.
Yeah.
So, James went over there one time. He jumped on him. James caught him by the neck.
Yeah.
And just held him up like that.
Yeah.
Just shook him. Throwed him over there. By the house. He went on towards his house, towards the goose's house. It was a long time before he bothered Buddy anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Buddy is not supposed to take him by the neck.
Yeah.
He is not supposed to get him by the neck. He's supposed to push him, you see.
Mm-hmm.
They get that. They get that breast sticking out there so far, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's what you do. You just push him back with that.
Push him back with his breath.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Buddy throwed him back with his neck. That lasted him a good while.
Yeah.
He ain't been jumping on Buddy.
I see him out there wrestling with Isaiah sometime. I
mm-hmm.
think Isaiah just playing with him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I better go see what is my boys doing.
Your boys?
Mm-hmm. My two great grandboys.
Oh, you're
they down there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The two younger ones.
Staying with you?
No, they ain't staying with me. They just down here visiting. They stay long as they want them to go home.
Oh, I see.
They've been here ever since Sunday evening. They stay there.
Is that Elizabeth's children?
Yes, ma'am. No, the oldest one, they's up to Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Visiting her. You see, Carolyn, she's in Virginia with her brother.
How's Reverend Reddick?
Who? Reverend. Well, he's doing very well. He ain't well. I don't tell him, but I tell others, I don't think he gonna ever get there.
Yeah.
As long as he been sick, and much as he go to the doctor, and much medicines he take, he don't seem to get much better to me.
Well, you know, just looking at him.
You wouldn't think he's sick.
Oh, he looks healthy, and he got that good, strong voice.
Now
tell you another thing, Bart. I don't know how I do it at home. But just to see him eat when he's here, he don't eat like he's sick. He don't look sick and he don't act it. But it's, I don't know what he's doing. Well, it's just a
What does he like to eat?
Hmm?
What do you feed him?
Whatever I have. Beans, greens, meat, bread.
Well, what did you give him Sunday?
Greens, beans, bread, chicken, and meat. Nobody gave him nothing extra.
And he had some of all of it.
Uh-huh. You see, I don't have nothing to do with feeding.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't just, he just eat to my house. And Doris cooks him what she wants him to have. Bring it to my house and put it on my table and let him sit there and eat.
Now he brings his wife.
Oh, every time. He brings his wife all the time. Lots of times he'll have one or two more.
Why, Miss Daisy?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it'd be two preachers. Sometimes it's another preacher and his sister. Sometimes it's a man, another man. Now he had a man, son, he never seen him before. But he didn't want nothing but some coffee. This other man, they said to me, he just wanted some coffee.
Does he stay pretty busy on that new church?
Hmm? What's that?
Does your preacher stay pretty busy on that new church?
No. He don't stay busy on nothing that I know of. He been sick for the longest. You see, he was to have his vacation in July. So, we relieved him with pay. All right? His sister, she got sick, I think, and they couldn't go the day they planned on going. So his sister, where he was going to see, he was going to North Carolina to see his sister. Well, they went somewhere to say, anyway, she come here. His sister, what he was, they were going to visit, but she come here to see this sick one, what was here. So I don't know where she's going back or not.
Well, he hadn't rightly had a vacation, had he?
He vacated from us. He wasn't preaching.
He wasn't?
No. He didn't preach. He was home. Wherever he wanted to be.
So. You all paid him? For his vacation?
Yes, we give him a month. We give him a month off.
Yeah.
So he didn't take it and then used up his money. That's his business.
Yeah. I don't believe your preacher is quite as active as his Methodist preacher.
No. I know one thing. He ain't quite. Well, he likes a whole lot of stuff. Being like the Methodist preacher. There's lots of different in. Now, them members, they don't have to do nothing for that Methodist preacher but pain.
He won't eat with any of them.
No.
That's curious, isn't it?
That's so nice. He won't eat there. He won't eat with none of them. He go home every Sunday. He go home. And they pay him. He take his money and go home.
All the way to Hawthorne.
Mm-hmm.
And then he come back for the evening service.
That's right. He said he told them in business meeting when they were planning out so much they'd give for pastor's board and so on and so on. So he told them, said, no. So you don't have no board for me. So I'll go home. And some of them told him, oh, well, said, that's too far for you to go. Drive there and drive back, said the preacher told him. So I drove further than that. So I used to drive from 70 miles every day, every Sunday. And I was there on time. I said, well, if he want to go home, I said, I think it's all right myself.
Miss Daisy, you have known a lot of preachers, haven't you?
Yes, sir. Lots of them. I think, well, he told some of them. He felt like his wife understood fixing for him better than anybody. I said, that's for sure. I said, she can be done. Raised up grown children, got grandchildren. She been cooking for him and fixing things for him. I said, she can. So that's why he go home. But they think he's kind of selfish to that. Reason you won't eat with them or nothing. I say it's plenty of folk. They don't eat it where they go.
That's right.
Plenty of folk, they won't eat. Now you take my children. They don't eat nowhere hard.
Oh, don't they?
No, sir. Neither one of them. You get hungry, they go home. They'll eat to my house. I don't know what his house is. He used to eat to Dora's house. But since Dora got to her, she don't cook, and then they don't fool around that much.
Yeah. Now you've known a lot of preachers down here and back up in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know quite a few.
And they're all different, I guess.
That's right. The most of them different. They got a way of their own. Well, that's their training, that's their raising and everything. Well, why let me part you from it?
Sure.
Yeah.
You've had some, was they much different than them back if little while than what they are now?
Mm-hmm. Plenty different here. Another thing, there's a difference in Georgia niggas and Florida niggas.
Oh, there is?
They ain't got ways of life.
I never thought about that, Miss Daisy.
Mm-hmm. Well, now how?
They don't do things alike. They don't do things in Florida like we did them in Georgia.
Yeah.
But still, they think their way is the way.
Oh.
Well, I think my way is the way. That's my way.
Yeah.
Well, it's no use fussing or falling out about you. Go ahead on and do what you want to do, and I'm going to do what I please.
Well, I kind of, How would you say they differ?
They do things different.
Yeah.
They don't cook alike. They don't work alike. They don't talk alike.
Oh, they don't even cook alike.
No. So, that's the difference.
Yeah.
Well, I can't imagine what they cook different.
And I see you may get up in the morning. You put on your oatmeal or your grits, or whatever you want. Well, if they gonna cook, they put their coffee on first. I put my coffee on first. Next thing I put on is water for my grits. Well, they'll fry their meat before they put on the water for the grits. Some of them do. I've seen a few of them do that. Well, I don't. My meat, that's the last thing I fry. When I keep my bacon cooked, I'm ready to eat my grits and drink my coffee.
Yeah. Well, now that's a right smart difference, Miss Daisy.
Yes, it is. It is to me.
Yeah. But down here now, it don't work out like that.
No. But it's easy for them to do that.
Because
they've been trained like that.
They just done it that way all their life, haven't they?
That's right. Now here, they vegetables for the summer. Their main vegetable is collards. Collard greens.
Yeah.
Well, in Georgia, we didn't care for collards in the summertime.
Yeah.
We'd have peas, and okra, tomatoes, beans, or something like that. But we didn't care for collards.
And they work different? They work if they're different from what they did down here?
Oh, yeah. They work different. Now, you see Jake Brown over there?
Yeah.
He got the nicest pea patch and the nicest sweet potatoes, of course you can't see them. Well, here were. But you don't see a Florida man hardly that'll plant a pea. Look at the land James, my son-in-law, got round there, round his house, and them big boys there. Well, what has he got growing? Nothing. That what he started growing, well, the weeds done took it. Weeds you can't see, or pea vine, or tater vine, or nothing out there. The weeds done go to, well, what was planted? Doris planted. But she having to work. She couldn't keep the weeds out.
That's right.
No, she couldn't keep them clean.
But Georgia, if he's up in Georgia,
he'd work. You see how Jake Brown worked? Ain't no what happened here. He got a big, nice pea patch. He got peas, he got okra, he got sweet potatoes, and I think he got squash. He come by my house every morning about 6:30. Going to his farm. His wife, she works. Well, now, he just works his farm. Well, he makes a living there on his own ground.
Yeah.
He can make a living there.
Miss Daisy, tell me some preacher that you've known pretty well, that you thought pretty well of.
Well, I like all of them. I don't see them but once in a while. I like them pretty good. Of course, I don't have to have no dealings with them.
Yeah. Well, call over some of the old preachers that you've known pretty well.
Now, I tell you the truth. All of the old preachers, you know, what I come up under. And I did like pretty good because I know them well. Well, they's gone.
Yeah.
But I don't know their name now. That's been so long, I don't know their name.
Who'd you have before you had Brother Reddick down here?
The preacher we had for her. Well, he was so marvelous.
That's the end of Channel 2 Right and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 4th of August, 1971. This is the end of Channel 2 Right and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 4th of August, 1971. This is the end of Channel 2 Right and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 4th of August, 1971. This is the end of Channel 2 Right and a continuation of visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 4th of August, 1971.